After a few months, Strett finally adjusted into living at NS Estates thanks to Celia and Sylvia's patience and love. Celia's apartment was lined with examples of every kind of craft one could think of. Needle points of sunsets, pottery clay shimmering with metallic enamel paint, and others. Hidden away in a small binder on the bookshelf was a stack of crumpled drawings Celia found in her refuse bins. Strett spent many rainy nights mindlessly putting his thoughts to paper. Because of the dimness of his inner flames, the quietness that dulled his sense of worth, he saw no value in them. These were sketches and drawings of objects, people, scenery, each drawn in such epic detail that only came to those who spent years of dedication and self-teaching. Celia left Hopper Hills many years prior when NS Estates opened as a co-op for a community of artists with similar backgrounds as her. To Celia, it was fitting that her little cousin was now a resident as well, but it was missing one thing, perspective. So one night at dinner, "Stratty, I grew up thinking that Aunt Soprano's children loved impossible pepperoni pizza, but you've not allowed yourself so much as a nibble. I never chipped in for it, so it was never mine to take," sighed Strat. Celia admired his honesty, but he missed the whole point. "Stratty, you're my cousin, and you're my guest. What's mine is yours. Don't let yourself think that you have to earn everything when they're already yours rightfully. Pizza, sarsatonic, lodgings, the most important of all, love." Still, Strat sat there, stomach empty and his heart emptier. "Stratocaster Jeremiah Hopper the First, even if I wanted to, I couldn't eat this whole pie myself. Whether you chipped in or not, you will eat it, or I will force feed you this pizza. Just make it easier on both of us, won't you?" pouted Celia. Strat replied, "Let Sylvia have it then." "Sylvia's stomach is smaller than these olives, baby cuz." She focused her eyes into the retinas of his, fishing for the true splinter that lay in the finger. "This isn't about pizza or never coins. It's about your musical endeavors, isn't it?" "Cece, it used to come to me so naturally. I would have gladly read sheet music until the never cows came home, as long as I could make more good notes than not." "I know that, Stratty, but regardless of your Herculean strength conflicting with your instruments, you are still gifted." Strat scoffed at that and replied, "So gifted that my talents were repossessed and put into layaway long before I could ever fully enjoy them." "Stratty, I want to show you something. You finish eating your pizza and meet me in the living room, please." Celia Hopper herself was a living contradiction. Her genes carried dominant Black Widow spider traits, but she was so gentle that even her anger felt angelic, as if she meant it to be an attempt of comfort.